Now where are you going, Jim? WB9WXL.
All right, I'm just coming home from Michigan. I was talking to Brian on the Moline repeater when I was up there in Michigan, so now I'm coming home. I'm about 15 miles east of the South Bend exit, 331 over Capitol, or whichever you want to call.
Yeah, it seems like this repeater gives better coverage to the north than it does to the south.
It gets good, real good north and pretty good east, but south is terrible. West is not too bad, but south is really bad. You get to about the Island Road or about 10 miles past that, it's bad.
Yeah, usually when you hit Hoosier Tire, you're starting to flutter a little.
Yeah, somewhere in there, yeah, that's probably about 9 to 10 miles, somewhere in there.
You make it all the way to church, but they're going to the parking lot. It is choppy then. It is pretty choppy.
Well, that I can believe. I went up to, if you know where Grand Rapids is at, northeast of there is a small town called Ionia. And north of Ionia has a real small township called Fenwick. That's where my daughter's boyfriend, he's at. And yesterday was his first birthday party. So I was up there for that. And I left in probably about noon time. And I got to go get the car washed because he's got a Siberian Husky and the dog went on my hubcap. So I'm going to have to get the car washed. And I also got to stop up in the arch and get some grass seed because it's going to rain tomorrow. And there's a certain place where I want grass to grow. So I got to make two quick stops.
Oh, okay. Yeah, next Saturday is my great-granddaughter's first birthday. So I'm going to go to that after the Ham Fest. You going to the Ham Fest?
No, there's nothing in ham radio I need. I've got everything I need, and I can't see calling there looking at something that I don't need and end up buying something. So I'm done with buying Ham Fest, and I'm into HO trains, and I've got everything I need for that, too, so I'm not going to go no more train shows.
You got a big city with houses and buildings and crossing gates and little cars and all that stuff?
I don't have no crossing gates, but I've got some of my Matchbox cars from when I was a kid. 9, 10 years old, I got some of those, and they're a little bit off scale, but you would never really notice it, though, to tell you the truth. But yeah, I've got some buildings I bought, and my dad was into it, and he made some buildings for me, too.